Joining me live over the phone today is Wyoming State Representative Scott Heiner from House District 18 covering South Lincoln County as well as portions of Sweetwater and Uinta counties. Good morning, Representative. How are you today?
Top of the morning, Duke. I'm doing great this morning.
Hey, thank you so much for taking some time today. And I want to have you on to talk a little what's happening with within the state legislature. Of course, the session coming up in a little over a month now. But a lot of work, of course, goes into committee works and things heading into the session. So, Representative, want to talk about some things you're working on in your committees, a couple committees that you're on. Let's first start with the House Minerals Business and Economic Development Committee, of course, with so much going on in the mineral industry around the state. Walk us through what that committee's been up to over the last few months and what you have leading into the session.
Great. Thank you, Duke. A lot of people have the concept that we meet for 3 or 4 weeks in the wintertime and then we go home and we're off until the next winter. But actually, we're very busy during the interim as we deal with a lot of different topics in each of the committee meetings. And because these topics are vetted very thoroughly through the committees, they have a 70% chance of passing once a bill comes out of a committee during the interim. Whereas if an individual legislator just takes a bill to the floor by himself, it only has about a 30% chance of passing because it doesn't have the work that's gone into it by multiple legislators. So I'm very proud of the work that the committees do. And the Minerals Committee has been very, very busy with carbon capture, utilization, and sequestration. And because of some legislation we passed the last couple of years, this industry, I think we've got a tiger by the tail here. We've got a lot of industries coming to Wyoming that want to put up their business and do carbon sequestration. They're in Southwest Wyoming and Kemmer. We have a couple of industries. One of them is to make ammonia that will actually expand and the coal mine there in Kemmer and save those 150 jobs as they make ammonia. And farmers in Star Valley probably know the cost of ammonia for fertilizer right now. It's 80% of our ammonia comes from overseas, and so this is a great way to use the resources that we have here in Wyoming and continue to provide jobs for our people here.
So Representative, as you talk yes. about these, when we've had county commissioners and people from Kemmer on the air to talk about these coal-based industries coming in. So as you talk about that one specifically, you mentioned the ammonia one, Kemmer Decarbonization Works, I believe.
Yes.
What kind of role does a legislative committee like the Minerals Committee play in attracting those types of industries?
So I've been working with decarbonization concept for a couple of years with Glenrock Energy, who is the supporter and the main company that's behind that effort. So when they come to the committee, they give a presentation about what they plan on doing, and then we work with them to tailor the laws and legislation to help them achieve that. For example, the nuclear plant that was proposed for Kemmer, we had to rewrite our nuclear laws because as it was before, they could never site a nuclear plant in Wyoming because our laws were not conducive to that. So we had to rewrite some of those things to allow that plant to be built. So there's a lot of work that goes into that to make our state favorable for industry. And we had to, for carbon storage and utilization, we had to write laws to make that a feasible concept. We're one of only a handful of states that has that ability, and our underground rock is ideal for storing carbon dioxide for millions of years. The rock that we have underground is prime for this kind of a concept. So there's in fact, Tallgrass has come to the, they came and presented an idea of turning around one of their big 36-inch pipelines to be able to gather carbon dioxide from out of state and bring it to Wyoming to sequester here. So we've got to work with them to see if that concept will be viable for the state and economically as well as conceptually.
Now, Representative, for those that aren't as familiar with the industry, what do you mean when you say sequester? What is that process like? What's actually taking place there?
So what they do, Duke, is they take the carbon dioxide that normally would be emitted into the atmosphere, and they capture that and they inject it underground, 10 to 20,000 feet underground, in these formations that have held natural gas and other gases for millenniums. So the rock has to be totally sealed so that there's no leakage, and they sequester it or store it there forever. Now, there's a lot of efforts to make sure it doesn't migrate, but after hundreds of years, that carbon dioxide will actually solidify and become rock, source rock, similar to what we have where we're mining Trona from right now in Southwest Wyoming.
Representative Scott Heiner from House District 18 on the air today. Anything else in the Minerals Committee that you'd like to mention, that what work is happening?
We've been changing some banking laws and some other things that we deal with. It's not all just minerals. So it's interesting. We talk about minerals one day, and then we're talking about banking laws and trusts. But we're also working on a hydrogen hub that the Department of Energy is trying to site in a 4-state area. So we hopefully will get that here in Wyoming. So there's a lot of efforts going into bringing that hydrogen hub somewhere into Wyoming as well.
Representative, of course, you're also on the House Agriculture, State and Public Lands and Water Resources Committee. It's also a committee with a lot of action, quite a bit. What's happening in that committee?
So, Duke, I wanted to point out something I just learned a little while ago. It's called the State and Public Lands Committee because the state lands are actually held in trust for the schools, the Miners Hospital, and Veterans Hospital. I always thought state lands were public lands, but they changed the name of this committee to State and Public Lands because some of those state lands are held in trust, and they're not actually public, but the United States gave those to us as a state to fund our education system. So we hold them in trust to generate income for our schools. So something I just learned, and I wanted to pass that along, but the agriculture committee, we've been working with some of the issues that affects ranchers and farmers within the state. One of that is when a subdivision comes into an area and wants to build a subdivision, of course they like a nice fence around their subdivision. So sometimes they come to the farmer or rancher and ask the rancher to pay for half of that fence. Well, it could be a very expensive and elaborate fence. But the state laws say that a fence is defined as a 3-wire barbed wire fence. So we're working on legislation right now that would only require the farmer or rancher to pay the equivalent of a legal fence, which is a 3-strand barbed wire fence, rather than this brick masonry fence that the subdivision may want to put up around their subdivision.
Okay.
And any additional cost would be borne then by the subdivision, by the subdivider.
Makes sense to
me. We're also working on wild horse management. It's become quite a problem in this part of the country as the wild horses proliferate. So we've worked with the BLM to round up some of these wild horses down here in Southwest Wyoming. And most recently, we're working with the reservation in Riverton because they have estimated 18,000 wild horses on the reservation. And so we're working with them to try to control that and manage that more appropriately for the resources so that the wild horses don't get too numerous that they're actually hurting the environment.
That's State Representative Scott Heiner from House District 18 this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Representative, thank you again for your time today. Anything else you'd like to mention here before we close out?
Well, Duke, I appreciate the time to be able to explain a little bit of the efforts we're going to here in the interim. It's going to be an exciting session. Property rights, everybody's following that, their property taxes. That's going to be a topic that we're going to deal with because the property taxes in North Lincoln County have increased exponentially. We need to get our arms around that a little bit. So we're doing a lot of research to make that work out. I'm not actually involved in that, but I've been following it closely. So hopefully people will follow what we're doing as a legislature and give us their comments, their input, and ideas, because like I've said before on your program, Duke, we represent the people, and so we want to hear from the people.
Representative Scott Heiner, House District 18 in South Lincoln County, as well as portions of Sweetwater and Uinta. Representative, thank you. Appreciate it.